Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The children of Israel had hardly settled down after the rout of the Amorites when, quote, Og, king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. That's Numbers 21, verse 33. There's something about that name, Og, that suggests he was no ordinary fellow. We later learn, quote, only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead, 9 cubits is its length and 4 cubits its width, Deuteronomy 3:11. Taking the cubit to be 18 inches, the bed was 13.5 feet long. More than likely, Og was at least as tall as Goliath, who was 9 feet 2 inches in height. Any wonder, then, that, quote, the Lord said to Moses, do not fear him, for I have delivered him into your hand. Numbers 21, verse 34. And so it happened, quote, they defeated him, his sons, and all his people, until there was no survivor left him, and they took possession of his land, verse 35. His land, sometimes referred to as Bashan, is today the highly contested Golan Heights, east and northeast of the Sea of Galilee. At this point, quote, the children of Israel moved and camped in the plain of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho, chapter 22, verse 1. Israel seems on a roll, don't they? God's sunshine is on them, his well springing up for them, his strong right arm winning victories for them. But the enemy will make one more move to block their way to Canaan. The enemy here isn't Balaam, the soothsayer from Shinar, where the first conspiracy against God occurred at the Tower of Babel. The devil is behind this. Times have changed a little in the thousands of years since, and the book of Revelation tells us about one last great battle, trying to keep God's rightful king from taking his throne too. It won't work then either. God always wins.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.